Well, greetings, everyone. I'm happy to be here in Pasadena. And today we are going to have a special service for Richard Scott, known as Rick to everyone. Now, right up here up front, you will see that Rick lived a very active life in helping many people, veterans, widows, and he was well known for all the works that he did. So you will see various plaques about it, various commendations for it, pictures of it. And so we're very thankful for Leanna for bringing these up. And if you have any questions, please talk with Leanna. And maybe you could station yourself up here during the break, so when people come up, if you want to point out something real special to them that you can show, because Rick really was a wonderful man and did a lot of wonderful things because he was thinking of the other person rather than himself. And of course, that is also the Christian expression that we need to have. So we're very thankful to have that, and be sure and remember Leanna. She's been very brave, comforted, and it's because she knows that Rick will be in the first resurrection. Now, if you want to see him again, make sure you're there. Okay? Now, as you look around with us, you will see in the majority of people, we all have more gray hair and less hair because we're getting older. And Pat mentioned yesterday, as we were discussing some of these things, she said, someone said, well, the church is dying out. Well, Jesus said it would never die out. And of course, Pat knew that, but some people making comments. So let's view it this way, okay? God delights in the death of his saints. Yes, we are grieved because of our love and attachment, husband and wife, friend and brother, mother and father. All of those things are true. But as Michael was talking about looking at things from God's point of view, we need to look at things from God's point of view for this. Now, let's look at death because it's just a momentary thing, really. That's why we have John, the 11th chapter, and the raising of Lazarus from the dead. There was just a span of 4 days. But time means nothing to God. Okay? Let me give you an example, just so we can see how we fit on this earth. Now, if you were 10 feet removed from the North Pole or the South Pole, a day is still 24 hours, isn't it? Right? Now, maybe someone could figure this out and get me the figures on it. So if you're a mathematician, see what you can do. How far would you move being 10 feet away from the center? How big would your circle be? How fast would you travel? You would travel really, really slow. But it's still one day. Now, contrast that to people who live the equator. They're traveling at 1,000 miles an hour and don't even know it and don't even feel it. Right? See? So God looks at things entirely differently and measures things differently. So when we have what is a tragedy to us, to God has a greater purpose, because it is his will that we die in the faith, unless we're some of the few that are still alive when Jesus returns. Another thing to look at is this. As Job said, when I'm in a grave, I will await until I'm called. Well, he's got a longer wait than we do. See, we're closer to the end. Okay? How about Adam and Eve and all those before the flood? I mean, think how long they're going to be in the grave. So God knows. God is going to resurrect. And this is part of his secret plan, that he is going to perfect his family to be kings and priests So when he's ready to come to this earth, he has all the resurrected saints with him. So look at death as passing the final exam. And I think that Rick passed the final exam quite well, though the circumstances were not necessarily pleasant. In fact, they were very sad and difficult, as you know. But nevertheless, he was here at church because he was obeying God, and he wanted to come to church to be with the brethren. So when you look at it from God's point of view, for him, for Rick, that was a great event. He graduated, final exam, graduation comes at the resurrection, okay? But he passed his final exam in obedience to God. So that is a great delight in God's sight. And after all, the Bible says we are like the grass of the field and the flower of the field. And through your whole life, as you get up every morning and look in the mirror, you can see, yes, it is happening. And the grass dries up, and the flower fades, and God is ready for then the graduation ceremony at the resurrection. Now, at the graduation ceremony, if you go to college or go to school, you pass your final exams first, correct? Then they have a graduation day. And there you get a certificate of graduation from whatever school or college or university, whatever field you've chosen to work in. Well, that's what it's going to be like at the resurrection. We're going to be given a new body, a new mind, a new name, new clothes. We're going to be spirit beings. All the wrinkles will be gone. All the hair will be back. We will be perfected. And then we're going to have the share of rulership with Jesus Christ. Now, as we come down to more and more difficult times, and they are going to get difficult. And like Mike was saying, God is not fair. Well, neither is Satan, okay? So we're going to have difficult times. Don't worry about it. If God is for you, who can be against you? No one. Nothing. No circumstance, see? And the world out there is going to go the way that God said it's going to go. So a lot of us, when we were first baptized, we thought, well, we won't get old. Well, that's what Dolores and I said when we first got married. You know, we got married in 1965. And we said, isn't it going to be good? We won't get old. Okay, here we are 51 years later, and guess what? Okay. She's 70. Yeah, she'll be 71. No, she's 71, and I'm 81. And she'll be 72 in September. Okay. Now then, how long do we have to go? We don't know, but the object of God being in our lives is so that we are faithful unto death. See? Now, between the time we're baptized and the time of death takes place will be different with each individual. But that's the object of why we're here. And so, we need to keep that in mind when someone dies. Now, let me ask you a question. If you die and are in the grave, which all Christians have had to experience, correct? Yes. Is that not a safe place? Yep. Yes, indeed. So we can look at it another way. All of us who were hoping to go to a place of safety, to be spared to being old, and that didn't happen, okay, we can also look upon the grave as a place of safety, being spared from the evil to come on this world. And so this is something that we need to keep in mind and understand. It's just like the word that Mike was talking about. Here means to do. So likewise, when we die, that is Paul said, is a gain. Why? Because God is going to resurrect us. And that's going to be a tremendous thing. So we'll take a little break. You come up, Leanna, if you can come up and help explain some of these things to them, that would be fine. Now, we will see more and more of us pass from the scene. Yes, we'll be sorry. Yes, we will cry. Yes, we will feel badly. However, if we look at the greater overall plan of God, it's part of the process of God creating his family and developing us as rulers. And there is nothing greater that can happen but to die in the faith. Look at the Pharaohs. They're still dead. They thought they would resurrect themselves. Well, God will resurrect them and tell them later in the second resurrection. Now, wasn't that kind of dumb? You know? How are you going to live? They take out your brain, they take out all your insides, and they fill you with salt and put you in a tomb, build a big pyramid over you, put food in there, put you in a boat so you can go in the underground water to go to the other side, and you're still there. See? So God's got a lot of surprises for this whole world, see? And for God calling us and dealing with us, that's the greatest thing that there is, brethren. And so don't be discouraged, and don't be down in the dumps, and don't think, woe is me. We're all going to go through difficulties. That's par for the course, see? Well, Rick had his difficulties, he had his problems, but he was faithful to the end, and that's what God wants us to be. Faithful to the end. And he is faithful, and he has promised, and he cannot lie, and he will not lie, that all of those who die in the faith will be resurrected to eternal life at the seventh trump. And God is more than fair, because all that he did not call who lived and died, they will be brought back to life again in the flesh. Because he blinded them, he's going to give them a second physical life to have an opportunity for salvation. Now, is that not greater than fair? See? Love is greater than anything. God is love. God is holy. God is righteous. And God is true. So when we face difficulties and problems, don't let your emotions or your feelings or your brokenheartedness or your broken-spiritedness, whatever it is that you experience to, and what that really does, it keeps you back in really loving God and understanding his purpose. See? So that's why we have to overcome all of those things. And God will give us the help and strength to do so. So at this time, we'll go ahead and take a little break and come back.